This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Live from Splash as we get ready for, checks notes, yet another Warrior game.
It's a big one.
Just a few hours away.
Yep.
I have two words to start the show with, two words only. I'll do the whole setup.
Wait,
what's going on,
two
everybody?
Two words only from
two
you?
Two words only, that's it.
And then I
the
don't
rest,
buy
the rest
it.
Of the show is yours.
I don't see that.
Wrap that
being
stupid
possible.
Ref shirt around your neck and do
whatever.
The whole show.
Whatever, he
for
got
all
the
I
whistle.
Yeah, he did.
Steph is still shooting free throws at the crib.
And he deserved them all.
He did.
But 888-957-9570 is the number. The party is on. It is a beautiful day, a sunsplash day out here in the Bay. We're getting ready for Nuggets and Warriors. We are inviting everybody to get off work early,
dude,
and come down here, have some food and some drink at Splash, get ready, and let's talk this out.
64 degrees and perfect.
It's phenomenal out here.
Your job doesn't matter.
And no, neither does ours.
You hate your job, you hate your boss. Come show up.
You ready for my two words? And then you can take it from here.
It's not likely.
I'm convinced.
That's actually three, if you want to take the contraction.
That's a contraction.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
It's a contraction.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
You're convinced.
And I'm convinced.
I have to follow up because we have now 3 hours and 46 minutes. You're convinced of what? Like, you're convinced that, boy, Brandon Pajemski is a good little shooter. Or Jonathan Kuminga, he's back.
You know exactly what
I'm saying. Steph Curry's a good little player.
You
know exactly. Is that what you're convinced of?
No, I am convinced that this team is everything that it's been cracked up to be, or whatever idea that you want to put out there. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. That's not how sports works. But whenever we talk about certain scenarios, oh, but what if they get paired with the Lakers? Oh, but what if they get paired with the Nuggets? Oh, what happens about OKC? Or do you really believe that they're ready for this at age 35 or 36 or 37? Whatever scenario, like, I'll actually kick it back to all of you. You throw out the sentence. And I will answer with,
okay.
I'm convinced. Are they a contender? I'm convinced.
Yep.
Can they beat the Lakers? I'm convinced. Can they do it on the road? I'm convinced. Can they do it at this age? I'm convinced. That was the game I needed to see. We saw it. I'm convinced.
So I have to follow up with the question I've asked you now 11 different times, and you've answered it 11 times the same way, and now feels like a great time. We're out here in Thrive, looking at GOTS, Senior Sisig. We're here at
Burma
Splash. Burma Love to our right. We have the arena also to our right. We have Skyriders to the left. We've got an unbelievable spring day here at Thrive City at Chase Center. So I ask you right now, if I set the over-under on Warrior playoff wins at 4.5, which means they win a series and don't get swept, are you ready to take the over?
I will take the over.
Wait, what?
I will take the over.
Hold the frickin' phone. After last night, you're taking the over.
That was the game I needed to see.
I love it.
The game I needed to see.
I'm not going to cry, Roy,
everybody,
but I'm getting emotional.
Everybody gets to do this in their own way.
Yep.
Everybody gets to be convinced whenever they were convinced. Some people were convinced the moment Steph Curry put shoes on opening night. Other people are still not convinced. Anywhere in between. For me, that was the game I needed to see. For all of the things that we saw unfold in this one, the fact that everything was set up to be against them last night.
Yep.
And they were at the end of a trip and on the road against a healthy and rested opponent with stars and a team that has had their number. And then, what do we say? When the role players play well, this team is incredibly hard to beat. 28 points from Pods.
Ooh.
Probably my favorite Jonathan Kuminga game I've seen all year long. My goodness, the light bulb went on. And I wanted that double-double so bad. He came one rebound short. But I don't care about 18 points.
Sure.
I care about 9 boards, and I care about the kind of boards that he got and the defense that he played. Jonathan was absolutely engaged in all the ways that they've been begging him to be engaged, and he was. And so all the credit goes to him, and Moody was good. I already mentioned Pods. The whole thing was well thought out. They led from the beginning. They held that lead all the way through the end, and now they're coming home. And they did it on a night where they would have woken up today in the 8th seed if they had lost that game. That was the game that I needed to see.
Great description, and I would add in, like you talk about Kuminga's 9 rebounds, I would look at his 4 assists and say that was at least as impressive, because the passes he made were passes that normally he would pass on, pun intended. He would shoot the basketball, but he got into a spot and he realized that there was another shot that might have been better. And I wonder about the messaging post-game, and we'll play all the sound. Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, they all talked about JK, and in their own way, they talked about what that was and what that means and what they've really wanted him to do. And it reminded me of Andrew Wiggins. And you remember back in 2022 when Wiggins had those couple of games where he had 10 rebounds, and they all were like, oh my God.
They're like, was that your career high? They're like, why don't you do that all the time?
All the time.
Yeah.
And so last night had those kind of vibes for me. And I'm not trying to like look at JK's game and think, why haven't you? Why won't you? I just want to live in the moment. You've taught me that, and I've been better about that. Like, coming off of last night, where Pods was 8 of 10 from 3, Steph had a quiet 37. Is that possible?
Yes, I kind of get what you mean by that. I mean, really do.
He was minus 1, and I mean, Steph was Steph, but like, Steph, to me, the whole like showstopper, it was Pods and what he did in the first half, and
no doubt,
the half court heave, and it was Kuminga all across the board. It was Draymond Green, who, by the way, he won DPOY last night. I don't know what the odds are now, but if you didn't bet it before, it's too late, because when
it's over.
He defends LeBron perfectly with 4 fouls, and then he strips Luka, and I love it. Luka goes up, and Draymond strips him, and as much as Luka cries in that moment,
he didn't
say a word.
He didn't, because he knew there was nothing he could say.
He got.
Yep.
Shout out Gots across the street. But he got. He defended LeBron, and then he got Luka. That was DPOY. Oh, and then you get to Steph. Oh, he had 37. Okay.
He was fantastic.
That's the number 4 story for me.
Yep.
It was a quiet 37.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, listen, in this week alone, and we have talked so much about what this week means for Warrior basketball, you got a game in Memphis where a lot of us came out the next day and went, okay, phenomenal win, but your big 3 all went crazy. Steph had 52. Draymond had a triple-double. Jimmy had what? I think 27 points.
Yep.
They were all restaurant-quality performances, yet you were down by 4 in the fourth quarter. You were tied with 3 minutes to go, and you had to find a way to win that game. And so you come out of that going, dude, is anybody else ever going to hit a shot? And it was almost as if the Warrior locker room heard you. And Brandon Pajemski was like, I'll answer that. Yes, someone else is going to hit a shot. In fact, I'll hit all of mine here in the first half of the very next game. And in a game where they should have been tired, I ran into, I told you, I came down early today.
I feel like there's a whoop coming.
No, I didn't run into the chef. I didn't run into Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah.
I ran into our friend Raymond Ritter, and for our audience,
that counts.
But for our audience, you do hear us bring up his name a lot, but you might not know who that is. He is literally the czar of PR. Is his name? He is the best PR person in the entire world of sports. And I got here early today, and I was walking around and heading around down by the water, and I ran into him, and he was cruising actually the wrong direction too. He was walking away from the arena.
Was he lost?
So I'm like, sir. Sir, you're going the wrong way. And I pulled up to him, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, no, I'm heading back to the car over here. And I'm like, it just hit me as I walked up to him. I go, boy, you've been away from home for 13 days, too. And you landed on a plane last night, too, past midnight.
And like, he's walking the wrong way.
And you're walking the wrong way.
He's
already in his signature vest.
Of course.
With suit pants and
three-piece suit.
And sneakers. He's already in it. And I'm like, how are you doing? And he looks at me and he's like, tired. I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know, and so that is an example, and that person doesn't play basketball. He does all kinds of other stuff, but that was a snapshot of what this team physically feels like right now. But they did that last night. They did that. They summoned the energy for that against a team that's been sitting there eating pineapple by a pool in L.A. for the last 3 days. I'm sorry. Signature win, the one that I needed to see, a concerning night for the Lakers if I'm them. No question about it. And I think also validation that this trade of Anthony Davis for Luka Doncic, is it a good thing for the long term? Sure, maybe.
Maybe.
Did they fleece them? Maybe.
Maybe.
Is it a good thing for certain matchups? Maybe.
Maybe.
It's a bad thing for this matchup with the Warriors from the Laker perspective.
Agreed, because the one guy that you had no answer for was AD, offensively and defensively. And I know Luka's not going to always be that bad. And last night,
of course not.
He was sluggish, and he was doughy, and he was ineffective, 0 for 6 from 3. He was all the things that you look at with Luka. And I thought that there was one three that he took when he actually had a cigarette in his mouth. And I'd have to go back and look at the video. Maybe I was seeing things, but Luka was everything that you look at with Luka and think, oh God, he's not elite. And then he actually is elite. And then the other part of it is that fourth quarter, Mark, and I love the association like you do, like we all do, Mark Grandy, he watches everything. That fourth quarter was basketball. It was basketball like a dessert bar.
Yeah.
It was a chocolate fountain.
It was a basketball-gasm.
It was back and forth. Like,
don't look at me like that. I said it. It was a basketball-gasm.
And he meant it.
And I did.
Austin Reeves was amazing.
I put the kids to bed before the fourth quarter. Doing this alone.
Exactly.
All right? Anyway, go ahead.
No, I just thought that, like, the Lakers made a legitimate fourth quarter push at home, and the crowd was into it, and every time they did, the Warriors were able to find an answer, and it got down to five, and even when it got down to five, I wasn't thinking like, oh God, how are they going to lose this one? I thought, where's the answer going to come from?
No, I know it.
And there was an answer, but like Austin Reeves was amazing. LeBron James, spoiler alert, good little player. And, you know, even Luka against Guy, he got Guy into the popcorn machine and he was able to get to the foul line and all the rest of it. And so for me, that fourth quarter was just awesome.
I'm convinced. Whatever your sentence is, throw it out there.
We gonna be champions?
I mean,
I'm not trying to put you into a corner.
That's less than 50-50 for all teams.
Of course.
But yes, they might be. They might be.
Are we going to have May basketball? And that to me is where
Is the second round done by May? No, right?
The second round starts in May.
Okay. Then yes.
Basically.
I think that we will. I'm convinced.
Yeah,
are you?
I love it.
We would love to hear from you. We're going to have some people coming on by. Tim Roy is going to come by before he heads into the game to do the game tonight. It's going to be that kind of night. We're out at Splash on a beautiful day, a sun splashed day, getting ready for Dubs and Nuggets, and Warrior fans are hyped, and we would love to hear from you. Are you convinced now? Were you already? Are you still not? Let's talk it out. 888-957-9570. Live at Splash, getting you ready for the big game. Nuggets and Jokic in town. Brought to you by Xfinity Stream Sports, from the best seat in the house. With Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Let's bring on your calls. 888-957-9570. Willard and Dibs.
2.6 to go. Pajewski catches midcourt. Takes the runner. Good if it goes. He banked it in! He banked it in at the buzzer! Brandon Pajewski with a three ball. And the Warriors will go to the locker room leading 60-47 at the break. Pajewski crossing half court, let it fly. He made sure that he got it off quick enough, give it a chance to go in. And Pajewski with a 22-point first half.
Mike Yastrzemski with us here on 95.7 The Game. Can you spell Brandon Pajewski?
Oh, God. No, but I'll give it a shot.
There's at least one Z
in there, right?
You're a good sport. I knew you'd give it a shot, Mike.
Okay, we're going to go P-O-D.
Yep.
Z-E-M-S-K-I.
Oh, you left so out close. One letter. It was so yeah, close.
I before
C.
E.
Is there a C that I'm missing?
No. I before E, before it's, the ski.
Yeah.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, you can spell Pajewski now.
Yeah, man.
It's P-O-D-Z-I-E-3. Yeah. That's how I spell it.
Z-I-E from deep.
Pajewski-3.
Right. And I'm sure you saw the quotes that were given out like after the game about what he did in the previous game, where he had a chance to shoot a 50-footer, and he didn't, and he passed it to Jimmy, and Jimmy didn't get a chance to shoot it because the clock ran out, and Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy all came up to him and said, dude, don't worry about your three-point percentage, or don't worry about anything. When you have a chance to launch it, you launch it, and if you don't, give it to me before so I have a chance to launch it. And in that moment where you get L.A. to score, and Steph immediately jumps out and inbounds it, which normally Steph's the guy to do the running, and I'm going to get the ball and I'm going to shoot the three, but Steph gets the inbound and he goes over the top to Pods, and Pods catches it, one dribble, right foot, leaner from 45. Good.
Yep.
And so, I mean, that to me is a classic case of like locker room culture, where a guy doesn't do the right thing and they all call him out in the right way, and then the next moment he's like, okay, I'm going to shoot it. And you know, he loves the 40-footer, the half quarter. He and Steph go head to head all the time.
Yeah, and apparently he's just as good at it as Steph is.
Yeah, that's blasphemy.
Well, no, but like their little one-on-one practice numbers are equal, apparently, for whatever that's worth. I don't know if the practice stuff matters.
Well, it's worth 3 points, yes, Mark, is what it is.
It was last night.
Because he went right-footed, leaner from 40-whatever, and this is where we have a problem. Like, the NBA will say it was like a 37-footer, but he jumped from like 48 feet.
Whatever.
Where he let it go.
Yeah.
Whatever. You banked it in, and, you know, Draymond said, like, that's momentum.
I thought it was a big deal because after the way the first half had gone, I was bummed that the Warriors were going to go into the locker room with only a 10-point lead.
Yep.
Because they'd been leading by so much more. So the fact that they were able to bump it up to 13, I thought at the time was a big deal. And obviously coming down the stretch, every point really, really mattered. All right. We're going to set up the engaging Dub Nation Twitter poll because it is game night in just a moment. But I want to go straight to the phones because we love hearing from you first and foremost. I'm convinced after last night. That was the one that I needed to see, and a lot of different things that I needed to see about Warrior basketball in that one last night. Are you? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Fred in Richmond. Hey, Fred, what's going on? Thanks for calling.
What's going on, fellas? Y'all at Thrive City for the game?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, thriving.
All right. I was just letting you know, Willard, you know, we win tonight. You got to paint your face. This is that caller from Monday. I told you.
Fred, first of all, you're damn right. Second of all, you didn't think we'd forget something like that, did you?
Come on, Fred.
I was just making sure.
We are ready. I am already making plans. I have got a date with Amazon.com or Michael's, or I don't even know where I'm going to go to get this. But
Benjamin Moore.
It'll happen because they don't, as you know, Fred, they don't even need to win tonight. They could lose tonight and win Sunday, and I still will don the blue and yellow face paint during Monday's show. For those of you who don't know what Fred's referring to, I promised at the beginning of the week, if the Warriors could go 3-1 this week, then we're doing face paint on Monday, and it very much looks like we're heading that way.
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, tonight's going to be tough, but you know what? Last night was tough, and you and I talked about it yesterday on the air, and I did my, fade the dibber. You could say that all you want. Against Memphis, I told you bet the over, and it hit. And last night, you and I both kind of talked about it, and you didn't really make a pick, but I said,
I said I'm staying away. I just didn't want to deal with any picks in a game like that.
No, and I'm not betting again until the first Saturday in May when I bet animals riding other animals. But if I was going to bet last night, I would have bet the Lakers. Given 1.5 in that spot, how do you, as a Laker team, not win that game? Well, the answer is good Warrior defense, Luka stinks, and Brandon Podziemski goes absolutely bananas.
I'd like to go to my Instagram DMs.
Okay.
And say hello to a friend of ours. I don't know his name because his address on Instagram is something like Farmers Co-op Insurance.
Oh, okay.
But whatever.
Feels corporate.
Listener of the show. Thank you, Farmers, for sending me an Instagram DM last night. And it says, tell Dibs, his picks suck.
Mm.
Okay. But then adds, get your face paint ready.
Right. And for you on Farmers, you can either say that and not remember what I said about the Memphis game. And I did it during Warriors Live when they were playing at Memphis, and we talked about it. And I said, you know what? This feels like you bet the over. And that game easily went over. So
you're really going to try to answer this by coming up with one other pick that you had earlier in the week that was correct?
Yes, I'm 1-1.
April. Your picks stink.
Well, you could say that. I just did. And you could say whatever you want. You have a microphone, even though sometimes I wish you didn't. But you're patently false because, I had the one wrong. I had the one right. I'm 1-1, so my picks are mediocre.
Yeah, your picks stink, but doesn't matter because there's ain't nobody breaking our stride today.
Yeah.
The Warriors.
Who do you like tonight? You won't do it because.
Of course not. Do you even know what the number is?
It's probably Warriors -2.5, I would guess.
Last I saw.
And Grandy's here, so he can't buzz me. And Lucas doesn't know where it is, so
this actually opened with the Nuggets as favorites by 1.5 last night. But last I saw,
it had
moved to Warriors -1.5.
Right.
Last I saw.
So I said 2.5. That's not buzzworthy.
I saw it about an hour ago, and it was back to Nuggets by a point.
Jeez, it's a seesaw battle.
That is exactly what it is. So actually, go ahead. That is buzzworthy.
Go ahead and find it again, Lucas.
Denver Nuggets minus a point.
Okay.
But I'm not.
Four was unnecessary, as we've talked about.
A few of us got that joke.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's all that matters.
I'm not.
My best moments.
I'm not touching something like this because there's too many emotions involved. I really try to avoid betting on Warrior basketball or any of that stuff because I just don't. This me personally, I don't enjoy watching the game. You told me the other day you don't like the lens that involves the officials. I don't like the lens that involves the spread when it comes to Warriors games.
Agreed.
If there's one that I really, really like because I feel like we cover the team and therefore maybe we've got some insight that the nation might not have, okay. But look, last night was supposed to be tired Warriors, and it wasn't. So tonight is supposed to be tired Warriors. But it might not be. The only reason I would certainly not render some sort of a pick yet, we don't even know who's playing in this game.
Yeah, sure.
We don't like Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry are both questionable. Jamal Murray is questionable.
Every other Nugget's going to play.
Right.
Yeah.
Those guys are all listed as probable.
Did we ever find out what Jimmy's injury was?
Forearm.
Like
forearm, but not serious.
Right. It's like a muscle strain or...
Oh, it happened when he fouled one of the Lakers on a certain... important play.
Yeah.
Let's see. Slater called it a forearm strain.
Okay.
Forearm strain.
Yeah.
But it's minor.
Right.
And so, but they're listing him as questionable.
And I get that.
And so I don't know what they're going to find when they get to the arena and do treatment and go through pregame. And same thing with Steph, who at a certain point fell on the tailbone again.
Oh, God, twice on that same possession,
Jonathan,
right?
Jonathan Kuminga at certain points last night was not feeling that ankle. There was a little bit of a grimace going on there. Although he's not on the injury report. It's three questionable Warriors. Mm-hmm. It's GP2. It's Steph. It's Jimmy. I certainly wouldn't do anything rendering a pick at all until I know if those guys are playing or not.
And I get that, and I do think that your larger point is the one that is more appropriate, where you're not going to make a pick anyway because your emotions, like, you're already so emotionally tied to this game that why throw an extra number of shekels on a game that you're not... You're already invested in it. And yep. So that for me is like, if you're going to bet Warriors or bet against them, if it's game 44 and they're playing at Orlando, fine. If you think that they're going to win by more than 11.5 or whatever the number is, then fine. But these games, Steve Kerr said, they're playoff games. So do you need to have extra incentive to watch and root for the Warriors? I don't think so.
No,
so.
Not at all. And it's a huge night. The Clippers are hosting the Mavericks right alongside. Yep. They start a half hour later than the Warriors do.
Dallas.
They're a very big favorite, but Dallas with AD back is dangerous, though he's questionable in the game. Don't even
Wait
know.
Wait a minute.
He's questionable.
Anthony Davis is questionable?
He's questionable.
Get out of here.
Right?
Well, get out of
that's
here.
That's actually an upgrade from what he usually is,
sure.
Which is doubtful or in a wheelchair or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, but yeah, there's plenty going on tonight. Oklahoma City and the Rockets will get together. I know nobody's really too worried about those teams. They're kind of out of reach. Oklahoma City is for sure. But we said this the other night. Don't forget to look up and not just look down. Like, the Warriors are so focused on don't fall behind Minnesota and Memphis and the Clippers. You are now a game behind the Lakers for having home court advantage in the first round. You're a game behind them. I know they have the tiebreaker, but we talked about their schedule next week. It's hard. They go to Oklahoma City for back-to-back games and then have other very, very quality opponents on the schedule as well. And they're not playing that well. Y'all watched it last night.
Right.
They are gettable.
Well, in the first half, they were patently kind of sluggish, and they were mostly bad. And then in the second half, LeBron, like, okay, did he look in the mirror at halftime? I'm LeBron James, and realized that, okay, I'm really good at this. And Austin Reeves was the one where he was kind of a non-factor through the first two quarters, and then in that fourth quarter, he was amazing, and it kind of reminded me of just how dangerous they can be. But I give credit to the Warriors' defense in the first half, especially switching everything and making it hard on everyone. And, you know, Draymond got into a little bit of foul trouble, but it didn't really matter because he came back and made the big plays when he had to.
Dub Nation, let's get engaged, right? We're down on one knee right now. We would like to ask you to marry us. Before every game, vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page, and it's brought to you by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. All right, so here it is. With the end of the regular season near and the postseason picture beginning to come into view maybe just a little bit, here is today's question. Other than the Thunder, and I feel like we do that a lot. Get the Thunder out of here.
Get them out of here.
They're the one seed. Never mind them. But other than the Thunder, which team in the West poses the biggest threat to the Warriors? Here are your chances. Is it the Nuggets? Is it the Rockets? Is it the Lakers? Or is it other? Those are your four options. Go to our 95.7 The Game Twitter poll. It's up now. And vote. And then we will read the results and check in on that near the end of the show. We'll also discuss it a little bit. How would you answer that?
Well, could it be the officials, Mark? Does that count as other?
Well, that's a Laker jersey that you're holding up right now.
Exactly.
That wasn't last jersey, night. That's a Laker jersey.
I mean, Steph got looked at, and he got the foul. Yep. And the only free throw he missed was the technical.
Which was
great.
Reggie Miller. He whammied him.
He did.
He's like, oh, my God, what a tear. It's going to be a four-point play.
Right,
the best free throw shooter in the history of the world. And Steph's like, ba-bonk.
And it was so great. It was a classic Luka tech where it was like, and you know, I have a 2.5-year-old. and I deal with the...
So do the Lakers.
I deal with, exactly. I deal with tantrums and like an all-day whininess, and at some point it's like, you know what? You get the little tea, and unfortunately I don't get to shoot a free throw. She gets put on timeout, but it was that same sort of thing where it's like, Luca, enough. You stink tonight. Just get over it, and here's a tee, and it was a foul, and yes, it, Steph kind of kicked it out a little bit. He kicked out the leg, but not so wildly, and Luka kind of bumbled into him. It's a foul. Shut your mouth.
I know how I'd answer this question right now. I would say it's the team that is here and getting ready to be in this building
tonight. Agreed. That's what I've said,
I think it's the Denver Nuggets, and maybe I'll feel differently when we wake up tomorrow morning, but there is still that hanging around the shoulders of the Warriors. They have now lost 9 consecutive regular season meetings against this team, and you can even go back in your mind through some of the pain that this team has inflicted on the Warriors just a couple of weeks ago, coming in here and winning without Jokic.
Oh.
How about Jokic's half-court buzzer beater? Like, they just have had the Warriors' number, and they've even had the Warriors' number when the Warriors weren't full strength. This team is 19-2 when Steph and Jimmy play. One of the two was that Jokic-less game against the Nuggets a couple of weeks ago. So maybe they do tonight the same thing they did last night, which is shake free of a narrative, and maybe we'll feel a little bit different. But the bottom line is, for all the talk about the Lakers' size, I think the Nuggets' size is even more important. There are just two players that the Nuggets have that the Warriors have not been able to figure out. One of them's Jokic, and that's fine because nobody can figure him out.
Right.
But the other one is Aaron Gordon. I just don't know what the Warriors do with him. He kills them. They have not had answers. They've tried different things. I would love to see. That's one of the things I'm looking for tonight is can you find a different answer as far as how you want to approach Aaron Gordon and see if you can slow him down, because he has absolutely just been a man amongst boys whenever he plays this team.
And you could even add in Michael Porter Jr., who is also very tall and very long, and a guy who has posed many problems for you. And it's one thing to face Jokic, and it's like facing LeBron. Okay, you're not going to keep LeBron under 10. You might not keep him under 20, but can you contain him a little bit? And the problem with Jokic is you actually want him to score more than you want him to pass. So when you defend Nikola Jokic, it's a little bit counterintuitive, where you kind of don't want to pressure him too much and make him into a passer, because if you double him and he's a passer, you're going to get beat by threes by other people. So Jokic, it's almost like, yeah, you go ahead and get 40 and we'll deal with everyone else, and that kind of gives you a better chance to win.
888-957-9570. I'm convinced. For me, that was the game, that was the style, that was the opponent, that was the night, that was the role players, that was the game I needed to see. Where are you? Let's take your calls. Let's go to Josh on 580. Hi, Josh. Thanks for calling.
What up, fellas? Happy Friday.
Yes.
What a win. Yes, sir. What a win. What a win last night. And I'm convinced, you know, because D-Wade said on a podcast recently, to win a series, you got to have it come in 4 different ways, right? You got to have your stars win you 2 games, role players win you 1, and coaches win you 1. And what we saw against the Memphis is that's your star player. Steph still's got it in the bag. He can give you 40, 50 any night. You know, then you saw yesterday with the role players, Pods and Kuminga really having just solid games. But then what you also saw, I think people need to give credit, is Steve Kerr and his coaching staff is in their bag right now, how they're putting the rotations together, the guys that when they get minutes, they're producing in those minutes because of the matchups that they're putting together. And then also the defensive schemes were so great. Go to zone, come out of zone, win the double, win not the double. I love what they're doing as a team, as a collective, and they can play against anybody. To answer the poll question, the team I'm scared of the most is for sure the Nuggets, because you can't force the Nuggets to go small. The Warriors have done this thing over the last 10 years. They want you to play small to keep up with them, and you can't. You can't. You try to go small, you can't keep up with them because we're better at doing that than you are. But with the Nuggets, you can, because Jokic is their best player, and he doesn't come off the floor. So it's hard to make them go small where we have our advantages. So that's the team I'm definitely scared of. I'm interested to see what they do tonight. But they're in their bag, and they can beat anybody, man. Let's go.
Josh, this is a great phone call.
It's a great breakdown,
yeah, thank you so much.
He's so right.
Yeah, he's on it with a lot of things. I want to bring up one more thing that I saw from Steve Kerr last night, which was, and we don't do this often, my favorite timeout of the year.
Wait,
my
what?
Favorite timeout of the year.
Of all the timeouts he's taken, that was number one?
Steve Kerr said that when Jimmy Butler arrived, Jimmy will play all of the non-Steph minutes.
Yeah.
Last night, there was a moment at the end of the third quarter. It was the first time in a game that Steph and Jimmy have both played where neither one of them were on the floor. I didn't realize, and Grandy had seen it and some others had seen it, we're all texting about it, Jimmy went to the locker room.
Yep.
He was dealing with whatever was going on with the forearm. And it was time for Steph to come off the floor. He did. The Lakers hit a bucket. They got a stop. They hit another bucket. I think the lead was down to 7 or 8.
Yep.
That's not terrible, but I'm telling you, it would have been 4 or 2 if they had kept going for another minute, because the Warriors were suddenly kind of shell-shocked. They were not able to get a good shot off, and they felt naked because their two guys were both off of the floor.
Naked and afraid.
Yeah, who does the offense run through? And the Lakers kind of felt it, and you could see that they were running downhill. They had their guys on the floor. LeBron was smelling the blood in the water. And so what did Steve do? Bang, timeout.
Yep.
Because they were looking down the tunnel like, where's Jimmy? Where's Jimmy? Call timeout. It gave Jimmy some time to get back on to the bench, which he did. He did not come on the floor, but he came to the bench. Steph went back into the game instead, and it calmed everything down, and the Warriors stayed right where they were, and I think took either an 8 or a 10-point lead into the fourth quarter, when then they could restart the rotation, get Jimmy back on the floor. I thought Steve Kerr really read the room nicely at that moment.
It was perfect, and it actually turned out to be 11, and I'm looking at the game log right now where he brings Pods in for Curry with 2:42 to go in the third. Kuminga hits a free throw to go up 12. LeBron layup, Kuminga miss, and then Kuminga step back, keeps it at 12, and then Vanderbilt, a cutting dunk to make it 10, timeout. At that point, timeout, because the Warriors didn't have much going. That's when Buddy had a 30-foot runner. And I'm looking at the log.
Buddy healed last
30
night.
30-foot, three-point running jumper. No good. Vanderbilt rebound. Vanderbilt dunk. And Steve is like, you know what? Timeout.
I'm glad we could laugh about it. But honestly, just say Buddy healed and think last night. And that's what you'll do.
Yep.
You'll either get angry or you'll laugh. I choose to laugh because it's a beautiful Friday and the Warriors won. So I'll laugh.
Right. And you can also laugh because when you look at Buddy's minute totals over the past like 3 or 4 weeks.
Going down.
Down.
Well, if
it's Kuminga, like the old B-52 song, Rock Lobster. Down.
If Kuminga's going to come in and do that, then that affords you the ability to just, all you got to do, Buddy Hield should change his name to Heat Check. I know what we
Buddy
think.
Buddy Hield is what it should
maybe,
be.
Maybe, but actually not necessarily. I don't want to act like he doesn't matter. I want him to go shoot. If they go in, great. If they don't, get off the floor.
Exactly.
That's what you have to do. So
and that's
just,
it.
It's a nightly Heat Check. Are you ready to hit shots tonight? If you do, you're going to get a few more minutes. If you don't, we're going to go a different direction because he doesn't really add a whole lot else.
And honestly, that's probably the Quentin Post vibe as well.
Yeah.
Where, if Quentin is getting open threes and he's knocking them down, you get more minutes. If not, it's going to be Kevon Looney at the five in the other spot. And so, Buddy is a one-trick pony. And if that trick is not landing, well, then you don't get to play.
How many times did Quentin Post look like a baby giraffe last night? Like, there was so much Hall of Fame brilliance on the floor at once that if you're a rook and you don't exactly know how to play defense, they were going to get a foul called on you so fast.
Right.
They knew exactly how to exploit everything.
But at the same time, he came with that swag.
Yeah.
Like, and he's coming at Luka and LeBron, and they're like, who are you?
Who is this guy?
I love it.
I thought the role players brought swag last night, and every team needs that. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, here for your call. Steve-O, we see you. We're coming to you. 888-957-9570. I'm convinced. Are you? We're live at Splash. We're getting ready for Warriors and Nuggets and celebrating a monstrous win over the Los Angeles Lakers last night right here on Willard and Dibs.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.